In 1994, with permission from the Clinton administration, Jimmy Carter made history on an independent trip to North Korea, becoming the first U.S. president to visit the reclusive communist country. It was considered a successful diplomatic effort that brought an agreement from the North to curb its nuclear development program.
When the current administration came into the White House, they abandoned that commitment, and North Korea then began to process plutonium and now has built up enough plutonium possibly for 6 or 7 explosives.
The Bush administration preferred multilateral talks with North Korea when the U.S. abandoned the so-called 1994 agreed framework that Mr. Carter helped broker. Last October, diplomatic efforts reached an all-time low when North Korea tested a nuclear device.
The DPRK has already harvested some 50 kilos of fissile material from this Yongbyon facility.
Ambassador Christopher Hill is the lead negotiator for the U.S. in the current six-party talks with North Korea. The talks include the two Koreas, the U.S., Japan, China, and Russia. They are now the primary tool in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. As part of the talks, North Korea is required to declare its bomb-making capability.
They will be required to declare precisely how much fissile material they have in their possession. The second element that we've been concerned about is to shut down and disable the Yongbyon facility so that our 50-kilo problem doesn't become a 100-kilo problem or a 150-kilo problem, but rather there will be no more plutonium produced.
And I hope that now, even though it's late and now they have the capability, that we can put a surveillance on North Korea so that they will not produce any more explosives.
A U.S. team is currently in North Korea preparing the Yongbyon nuclear facility for shutdown. Hill says it is an important step in bringing the North's nuclear ambitions to an end. North Korea seeks bilateral negotiations with the U.S. to achieve normalized diplomatic relations, and it also wants off the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism.
And that combination of outside pressure plus the enticements of accommodation with their neighbors, those two together, I think, might be persuasive on the very strange leaders of that isolated community.
I like to think the DPRK is getting a little taste of what it feels to be a part of a community.
North Korea has until December 31st to completely shut down its Yongbyon facility and accurately declare its nuclear capability. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New York.